This is Bird Note. These gruff calls belong to a bird discovered 200 years ago near present-day Kamiyai, Idaho. On August 22, 1805, Captain William Clark of the westbound Lewis and Clark expedition first found the bird that today bears his name, Clark's Nutcracker. The black, white, and gray Clark's Nutcracker inhabits remote areas near a tree line in the western mountains, where it lives in symbiosis with white bark pines. Nutcrackers need pine seeds to live and feed their young. White bark pines rely on nutcrackers to plant their seeds to propagate new pines. With its long, black spike of a bill, Clark's Nutcracker begins in mid-August to harvest white bark pine seeds and bury its caches in the high mountain soil. A single bird may hoard nearly 100,000 seeds in 30,000 separate hiding places. Many seeds are never recovered, and some germinate, yielding a small grove of pines. In time, shade from these pines permits young Engelmann spruces to sprout. Before long, a mixed forest is born, a home to wildlife. 200 years ago, William Clark found the ideal bird to carry his name, one essential to creating an entire western landscape. You'll find us on the web at birdnote.org. I'm Frank Carotta.